I hope that you learn more of the Word of God. And again, we need to learn to know and to grow in the Lord Jesus. So please, Jonah chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. While you're looking that up, I would like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located in Hamilton, Illinois. We're at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen. As you come into town from the Carthage area, for instance, and you come on 136, you come to the Dairy Queen. If you'll turn and turn one block north, why, you'll come right by us. And so please come and visit. We have Bible studies Sunday night and Wednesday night here at the church at 7 o'clock. We have a ladies' Bible study at 1 o'clock on Tuesday afternoon. And then we have the regular services on Sunday morning, Sunday school at 9:30 and church at 10:35. And so please come and visit. If you've enjoyed the program, you enjoy the study of the Word of God, why, just stop in sometime and visit us. We'd love to have you. It's always good to study the precious Word of God. You know how I believe, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 25, not forsaking the assembling. You need to be in the house of God. If you've got a church home, then be in it. If you don't have a church home, why, please come here. I can't force you to be in the house of God, but I sure can plead and beg with you that you get into a place of the church where you can come together with other believers and study the Word of God, that you'll come to know and walk after the Lord Jesus in such a manner that you'll have a yearning and a hunger to take out the Word of God, the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection, and tell other folks how to be saved. Now, you should hear that many times in your church. I hope that you do. If you don't hear how to be saved, that Jesus died on the cross of Calvary, died there for you, that you might live, and all you have to do is come by faith, Jesus died for you. All you have to do is listen to your heart as I call this morning now and ask you, will you come to Jesus? And you feel that tugging on your heart's door, that Holy Spirit's calling you. I ask that you would respond to that Holy Spirit and say, yes, Jesus, I want you as my personal Savior. And trust in Him today and walk after Him. Would you please do that? That's what a person should do as they study the precious Word of God. Take out the gospel of the Lord Jesus. Again, if you're in a place where they don't preach that way, if they don't preach salvation by Jesus, if they preach it by works or any other way, I ask you to get out and get into a church that preaches the true gospel. Death, burial, and resurrection by Jesus Christ. There's no works attached to that. Please that you come to Jesus. And once you've truly come to Jesus by faith, He will keep you. Oh, the joy of walking after the Lord Jesus. As you have looked up now in Jonah chapter 3, we're going to read the first 10 verses. The word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. So Jonah arose and went into Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceeding great city of 3 days' journey. Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey, and he cried and said, yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. So the people of Nineveh believed God, and proclaimed a fast, and put on sackcloth from the greatest of them unto the least of them. The word came unto the king of Nineveh, and he arose from the throne, and laid his robe from him, and covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. He caused it to be proclaimed and published throughout Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed nor drink water, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth. Cry mightily unto God, yea, let them turn every one from his evil way and from the violence that is in their hands. Who can tell if God will turn and repent and turn away from his fierce anger, that we perish not? And God saw his works, and they turned from their evil way, and God repented of the evil that he had said that he would do unto them, and he did it not. Let's go to the Lord after the reading of his precious word. Father, I thank you today that we can come together. It's a great day, a glorious day, each time we can come and study your precious word. And whether it's with the folks right here in church that I can see, or whether it's across the radio, and as everyone is listening, I ask, Father, that they pay so close attention to you. Father, that they listen, that they feel that tugging at their heart, that they'll come to know you as their Lord and Savior, that, Father, that then they'll set their life to serve you. and not waste their life in bickering and fighting and trying to accumulate material things. But please, Lord, that they would just come to you and walk after you and do as you would have them to do. Now, please, Lord, would you guide and lead us and direct us as we enjoy this precious word today. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, it's a wonderful day to study the precious word and to read through it. And we have ended the second chapter last week. And it says in the 9th verse, chapter 2, verse 9, "But I will sacrifice unto thee with a voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord." Oh, it's so important that you know that. There's only one way to be saved, and as I've already stated, it's to come to Jesus by faith. Jesus went to the cross of Calvary. When I say you must trust in the gospel, you must hear the gospel, the true gospel, the real gospel, the truth, and that is the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. That's His means, that's God's means and way of salvaging, of saving us, of restoring us into fellowship. Our sin has to be dealt with and taken care of. You can try on your own means, your own works if you want to, but it's not going to be enough. It's not going to work. You must come by faith to Jesus because, you see, He has taken every sin you have ever or ever will commit. He has taken it to the cross of Calvary, and it was placed upon Him upon that cross. And when He died 2,000 years ago, when He died on that cross, your sins and my sins, the guilt of all that was laid upon Him. And when it was finished, when He died upon the cross, and He was laid in that grave, my friend, the reason that He was hung on that cross is not because He was an evil man. He was a perfect man. He was God. But that was His Father's plan to redeem us, to buy us back. But He didn't force it upon anyone. He gives each one of us a free choice. And you can come by faith. Just come to Jesus and say, "Jesus, I see what You've done for me. I see that my sins are taken away. I ask, would You please save me? Would You forgive me? I'm turning to You." And that's all you need to do. The love of God is so great. The love of God is so great, many people think that He would not allow anyone to ever face the pits of hell. But my friend, it's your choice. Jesus has given us, by the Father's great love, He has given us His Son and placed upon the cross that we can live. And it's so simple just to come by faith. And it's whosoever. You know, as we look at Philippians 1:6, confidence of this very thing, that He which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. There's a work to be done. Jonah had a work to do. You and I have a work to do. And I walk after the Lord Jesus. I can do that because I am a child of God. I have come by faith to Jesus. I met Him some 20 years ago, and I love walking after the Lord Jesus. It's a joy to be a Christian. You know, the call goes out in Revelation 22:17, and the Spirit and the Bride say, "Come," and him that heareth say, "Come," and let him that is athirst come. Whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. Whosoever. It's a work of God. It began in the foundations of the world, in the heart and the mind of God, for His Son Jesus to go on the cross. And Jesus being no less God, but yet took on the body of man as He come down here to live on this earth. Born of the Virgin Mary, He lived here that 33 years. The last 3 years, 3.5 years, was what they call His ministry, as He really, really brought forth that He was God and He was there to save the world. And the call goes out that whosoever, and you know, we have a joyful scripture verse in Romans chapter 10, verses 8 through 17. This is a little more than I usually read, but I want it so clear to you. Beginning with Romans chapter 10, verse 8. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. The Scripture saith, Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between Jew or Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. My friend, as we look at those precious words, and verse 17 tells us, So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I'm telling you that Jesus saves. That's the word of God. Now will you please come by faith to Jesus today and be saved? The only thing keeping you in the lost condition and the cost, the wages of sin is death. You're going to die in your sin. Now please, you come to Jesus today. Jonah says in verse 9 of chapter 2, salvation is of the Lord. I hope that you believe that. I hope that you believe the word of God. God's word is true. God's word is right. Now, if you're going to ignore it, that doesn't make it any less true. But it's not going to help you. You need to come to Jesus so that your sins can be taken away. That you can live a life pleasing unto God. Oh, for your family to see the change when you come to Jesus. Children, for your parents to see the change when you come to Jesus. Parents, for your children to see the change when you come to Jesus. You're transformed. You're made new. Please, from death unto life. You know, that's much like took place in Jonah's life here. And the Lord spoke unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah onto dry land. Jonah recognized and knew that salvation was of the Lord. That same power of God kept him from seeing corruption in the belly of that fish. And upon the word of God spoken unto this fish, it vomited out Jonah. Upon the word of God, this fish swallowed up Jonah. But you see, it's a little bit different with you and me. We hear the word of God. I'm telling you the word of God. But you have a choice. This fish didn't. God's word went forth and it took place immediately. God's word goes forth into your ears and you hear it. And I hope you have your Bible open and you're reading it. I hope that you looked up some of these other verses. Again, it was Philippians 1:6, Revelation 22:17, Romans chapter 10, verses 8 through 17. I hope that you look those verses and we're looking at them or look at them this afternoon later on. Please that you look under the Word of God and believe it. You know how important I believe about being in the proper church where it preaches the gospel. Well, you don't have to go to that church to be saved. You can be saved right where you're at right now. Now I ask you that you come to Jesus. I don't care what kind of background you got. If you feel that conviction of that Holy Spirit upon your heart right now, will you please turn and surrender to Jesus and come to Him? Will you please come today and be saved? Jonah here again, salvation is of the Lord. The Lord spoke to the fish. The fish vomited out Jonah onto dry land. The word of the Lord came unto Jonah a second time. The first time we have over in chapter 1, verse 1. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah. We have in chapter 3, verse 1. The word of the Lord came unto Jonah. The first time Jonah didn't listen, wasn't obedient to what God wanted him to do. The second time, a call goes out. Verse 2, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it. The preaching that I bid thee. the first call in verse 2, chapter 1. Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it. One verse in verse 2 of chapter 1, he says, cry against it. In verse 2 of chapter 3, he says, preach unto it. You know, we have the great picture, and I've shared with you many times the beautiful picture that we have, not only of how a man that is disobedient to God and the steps and things that has taken place in Jonah's life to get him back to do what God wants him to do. We've looked at this backslidden prophet. The call comes a second time to him. If you've read ahead, you'll understand what's going to take place. If you haven't, why, then it's going to be an exciting time for you. But you know, the beautiful picture that we have is something that Jesus said, because we have in Luke chapter 11, we have a beautiful picture of the verses that tell us of what's going to take place. And if you'll look at verse 29 of chapter 11 of Luke, when the people were gathered thick together, he began to say, this is an evil generation. They seek a sign. There shall no sign be given it, but the sign of Jonah the prophet. For as Jonah was a sign unto the Ninevites, so shall the Son of Man be to this generation. My friend, as you look at this, we find also in verse 32, the men of Nineveh shall rise up in judgment with the generation and shall condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and behold, a greater than Jonah is here. He gives us a beautiful picture. And as the 17th verse of chapter 1, now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. So shall the Son of Man be, 3 days and three nights. Now Jonah, when he was disobedient, he ran away. They threw him overboard. The fish swallowed him up. And for 3 days and three nights, he was in the fish's belly. The Lord spoke to him. He vomited him back out, put him on dry land. He was restored, resurrected. And you know, as we look at this precious story, and Jesus says, as Jonah, so shall the Son of Man be. And you see, we have such a beautiful picture of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. And you know, when we started, and before Jesus finished the work on the cross, we were bound by the law. We had to keep the law. But you see, no one can. And Jesus knew that. God the Father knew that. And so he sent his Son to die on the cross for us, that we would have a way, a means. There is no other way to be saved but coming to Jesus. And you see, up until the time that Jesus found his way to the cross, and the time was set that he would go to the cross, up until that time they were bound by the law. They had to keep the law. Well, when Jesus went to the cross and finished the work that his Father again had set from the foundations of the world, when he took care of that responsibility of going to the cross and dying on that cross, and going into that grave and then coming out alive 3 days later, 3 nights later, we have a beautiful picture of what Jesus has done for us in Jonah. And then, at that time, it becomes grace. An opportunity, a free opportunity to come to Jesus. Then we can no longer do we need to be bound by the law, but we can walk by the freedom and the joy of Jesus. Now, before Jesus went to the cross, yes, they were under the law, but they had to look forwards to the coming of the Messiah, a man that had never lived, stepped foot on this earth, God-man, never come to this earth for the purpose of putting on the form of a man as he did in the time of Jesus, for Jesus to come. And then as he went from that walk, that time that he was here, everyone that lived before that had to look forward to that time. By faith, they looked forward. And they believed that there was coming a Messiah. And that Messiah was going to take their sin away. They could be saved from their wicked works by the Messiah that was to come. Oh, we look back at now about 2,000 years to the Messiah, to the Lord Jesus that come and lived on this earth and died on this earth for our sins. He took on the body of a man, took on the load of sin on the cross of Calvary that we can have life. The 3 days and the 3 nights. And so you see, from the law to grace, from before the cross to after the cross, it was finished. It's a joy to walk after the Lord Jesus. And it was finished upon the cross of Calvary. And so now there is grace for you and for me. Before, all the offerings and the sacrifices and the law that they needed to keep, even by faith, they needed to keep those because they were not capable of saving. They were capable of covering. But you see, Jesus, being God, was capable of taking them away, removing them as far as the east is from the west. And so you see, the story has changed here a little bit. He's to cry against it in verse 2 of chapter 1. But he's to cry unto it, to preach unto it, in verse 2, chapter 3. I think the message was going to change a little bit. And again, because of the picture we have of the Lord Jesus, the 3 days and the 3 nights in the grave. Jonah gets a call here. And Jonah's told, arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it. You know, some things don't change too much. After we have come to Jesus, we too have found our way to the cross. And our sins have been nailed. And literally we have become, spiritually we have become dead to our sin upon the cross of Calvary. And then because of Jesus, we too then are not only a part of his death, but we become a part of his resurrection. And that's a beautiful picture that we have in the baptism, where we go down and we have a baptistry in the basement. And that baptistry is full of water, not connected with salvation. You don't have to be baptized to be saved, as some teach. But you need to follow. It is a command of God, but it's your choice. If you want to go against the command of God, it tells us, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's free. There's no strings attached. It's just a matter of you repenting, you turning. Well, if you refuse to turn, then you're going to pay for your sin. And you're going to pay for that with your life. Spiritually, physically, you're going to spend eternity in the lake of fire. Now, I hope you come to Jesus today. I hope this truth has hurt your ears and hurt your heart and hurt your head so that you'll come to Jesus. The command from the Lord, arise and go. Jonah chapter 3, verse 2. Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. That's they call it the Great Commission. Being sent out. Jonah's being sent out. And as we come alive, truly alive, after the resurrection, after our spirit, our soul has been taken from death unto life. And that's what happens when you meet Jesus. From death, you know, I talk an awful lot about the peace and the joy that you'll have in your heart. That's because you got life. That's because of the resurrection of Jesus. That's because your sins are taken away. And that's what took place on the cross of Calvary. We always have this same picture here in Jonah, because as a people, as Jonah was cast into the sea and the fish swallowed him up, 3 days and 3 nights later, he comes out of that fish's belly and is vomited out and laid upon the earth, upon the shore, and he's ready to go. The command comes to him again, arise and go into Nineveh and preach into that city. You see, now we got something to say. When we're alive in Jesus Christ, when we've been through that pit of death and made alive by Jesus, we've been resurrected. We've been made new. Oh, we now we got a message to carry. Now we got something to say. We got to tell these people that Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive. Jesus died on that cross. And I know you in this time in Matthew and Mark and Acts and Romans and so many of the books that were at that time, those people saw or knew someone that saw Jesus die on that cross. You saw him die. Well, I'm here to tell you he's alive. Well, I know he died and my sins are forgiven because the Word of God tells us. And the Word of God tells us also he is alive now. Jonah here came out of that. He's alive now. And he's got a message to preach. We're told to go. Let's see what Jonah does. Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. So Jonah rose and went into Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. He went. Oh, it's great. It's great when you hear the word of the Lord and you listen and you do what it's told. Please that you do that. Please that you listen. That you listen to the call of God today. And you do what you're told. Will you listen to that call as it calls you to come to salvation? To be saved? Whatever church, however you were raised, you must come to Jesus. It's the only way. There are hundreds, literally thousands of cults that have come up with another way. There are a multitude of what we call churches that have added to. They've put works involved, whether it be baptism or church membership or you must take the Lord's Supper or any. There's so many things that are added that it seems to them that then it fulfills some need somewhere. I'm sorry, but I'm saved by grace. I'm saved by the precious blood of Jesus. I've been blood bought. And you know, it's exciting to walk after the Lord Jesus. It's exciting to know what He wants for me. And I can know that by the study and the search of His precious Word. Jonah didn't listen the first time. And Jonah went down and tried to run away. And God got a hold of him. And He brought him back out. In the process of that, He gave us the sweetest picture in the Word that we have concerning the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. We've also went from the preaching of judgment under the law to the preaching of grace by Jesus Christ. We've went from the call to the Jews, to Israel. And of course, you know, I've told you that Nineveh is a Gentile city. Jonah's going to the Gentiles. Well, that's exactly what took place after the resurrection of Jesus. The Jews were set aside. Now you can still be, if you're a Jew and you're listening, and you can be saved today if you'll come by faith to Jesus. The nation has been set aside, but individually you can come to Jesus, and please do. Come to Jesus and be saved. He's every one of us. He's our Messiah. He's our Savior. And if you're a Gentile, the word is going forth to the Gentiles that they can be saved. That word is coming. And the scripture tells us again, go preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. You know what preaching we're told is? To preach Jesus. 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 He's alive. He went to that grave and died. That's no different than any man. But to come out of that grave alive 3 days later. His body did not see corruption as Psalm 16:10, for thou wilt not leave my soul in Sheol, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Oh, so many pictures we have in this precious book of Jonah. But the question still comes, as the message went out before these Ninevites, what are you going to do about Jesus?